Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by New Orleans & Company President and CEO Walt Leger. Their 2024 visitor numbers are out. Very exciting news. Walt, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Noel. Great to be with you. Hope everything's going well.
Doing well. Started off the summer really nice. Went to Croatia for a couple of weeks. Had a great vacation. Number one industry, Walt, in Croatia, tourism. It was very interesting.
Absolutely. I haven't made it there yet, but I hope to.
Absolutely. Definitely make it a bucket list place to visit. It is stunning. It was more than I expected.
They're amazing things.
Many different
excited to see it one day.
Yeah. So exciting news about the 2024 numbers. We break that 19 million visitors again. Tell us about that and the importance of same.
Well, for only the second time in history, we've topped that 19 million visitor number. So that's a big deal. 2019 numbers really marked the height of visitorship and spending in New Orleans's tourism and travel industry history. And that was 19.75 million visitors that spent $10 billion. 2024, we had 19.1 million visitors spending $10.4 billion. So certainly a good thing to see us get back to that number. It makes it the second highest visitor total in recorded history. And the spending now, the top spending level that we've seen. And so, a reason for optimism and strength of the return post-COVID. So it's good to see those numbers getting back to those levels and having the impact that they are.
So let's, for a brief moment, if you don't mind, let's talk a little bit about the history here. You guys sent me a recapitulation of this going back to 2003. In 2004, we had kind of a breakout year, going from, in 03, from 8.5 million visitors at 4.5 billion to 04, a huge increase, almost 1.5 million visitors, going to 10.1, and then Katrina hits, and we start all over back at 3.7, and they've been building every year. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so as you said, Katrina, obviously a major turning point, and then a rebuilding effort that was many years in the making. A big turning point also for the industry was in 2014 when the tourism hospitality industry implemented the tourism self-assessment, which is essentially a hotel-driven fee that visitors pay to and are collected on hotel bills and that are paid into our organization to help us market, promote, and sell. And you really see from there some dramatic acceleration of sales and results. So 2014, about 9.5 million visitors. That number increased over the next 5 years by almost 10 million visitors and close to $4 billion in spending. So, an investment by industry and by our visitors in the marketing, promotions, and sales of the destination really paid dividends. And then, of course, the pandemic knocked that down dramatically. And we've been climbing our way out of it in 21, 22, 23, and as we can see in 24. So these are indicators of success, but there's a lot of details there. You know, I mean, we could dig into the overnight visitor, the leisure visitor, the overnight leisure visitor, and then, of course, the conference and convention visitor. All those numbers are subsets of the overall visitor numbers. And then, of course, the spending, you can break that down into things like transportation, lodging, food and beverage, retail shopping, entertainment, recreation. And again, that tells a story as well. So, you know, I think I hesitate to say that there is a full recovery from 2019 from pre-pandemic. I do think for a variety of reasons, spending patterns have changed, maybe permanently, and the industry has changed a lot in those 5 years from the pandemic. But overall, numbers returning continues to be a positive sign for us. I think we see more than ever that major events are driving travel decisions. I think we also notice in our city that the assets that we have, convention center, Superdome, and of course, maybe as important as anything, lodging, considering that a lot of our hotels are also meeting venues in and of themselves, those areas of competition are just getting stiffer, and we're seeing that in the marketplace every day. So, I mean, work to be done here. Digging in the numbers is what our team does to try to make sure that we're optimizing visitation, but a great indication of success, and we're certainly happy about that.
Walt, do y'all ever have discussions? I'm sure you do, but I'm just kind of curious, how big could this get? I mean, you know, how many visitors do you think you ultimately could get to, or is there a goal?
Yeah, so not really a goal. You know, I think we certainly do talk about it, and I think there are some cities, and especially globally, where you've seen some unrest as it relates to over visitation. I think it's clear here that we're not at risk of reaching that level anytime soon. There are certainly busier times of year. What we seek, as we've talked about before, is as much stability and predictability as we can. And, mm-hmm. You know, certainly we'd like to see more visitation in the months of June, July, August, September. And we work to do that through, pursuing various types of events and conventions, conferences, and meetings, because that can provide you that level of certainty and predictability that a leisure traveler can't. But the other thing that we're pursuing, and we work closely with so many partners across the community to do, is to attract new and various business sectors to the community in general, so that stability can exist as well. I mean, we have continually seen that when we compare ourselves to the cities that we largely compete with, that their business transient travel, which is purely business people traveling to conduct business, far exceeds the business travel that comes to our community. And that's because of a more diversified economy in some of those places. And we need to continue to seek that here. We see it growing and emerging in the healthcare sector. We certainly benefit from the port, international trade and commerce. Education drives a lot of employment, also economic activity, but pursuing some additional diversification with our economic development partners would add another layer of predictability and certainty to the travel economy that would allow us to attract more visitors in a more balanced way with additional spending, because those people are traveling with corporate cards and with expense accounts, and would benefit our community greatly. It would also, you know, further stimulate the hopefully what we're going to see is that the tourism economy, while it remains essential and important to our community, it can become something that we have to rely on less and can become the third or fourth most imperative industry in the city, not the most important. And those things really matter too. And those would show up in the visitor numbers as well as the spend.
In that sector that you're talking about, is it absolutely necessary and critical to have the breadth and depth of businesses? Because it seems to me that New Orleans has a lot of things that other cities don't have to offer. If you want to talk business here, you don't necessarily need to have the business here, right? The ADR of our hotels is less than some of the other major cities in the Gulf South, and obviously the food opportunity and dining opportunity that you have and entertainment opportunity that you have here, you don't see in these other cities like Houston and Atlanta, for example, and the same holds true with Nashville.
I think that what we like to see is more of a corporate presence, because that does then command some of that corporate travel, and it also spreads it out year-round. I mean, I think in cities where there's a lot of corporate activity, you're not necessarily avoiding traveling to New York City in July. If you have to do business, then you travel there to do business. And frankly, if you look at the weather in New York City and the weather in New Orleans, they're not that different. It's very hot there. There's a lot of humidity there as well. So, I mean, the business transient travel and the corporate activity does create a demand for travel that we need to continue to try to work to develop here. But also, that's why we've leaned in and developed in partnership with the Convention Center, the Built to Host brand, that we really lean on to not only tell the story of the infrastructure and assets that make our community well laid out from a walkability standpoint and a connectivity standpoint, but also the excellence with which our community and our professionals host and produce and assist in producing high-level events of all kind, whether those be business meetings and events or whether they be major sporting events, concerts, or otherwise. So, you know, the key is, one, yes, being a business-friendly place for things, for meetings and conferences and events to occur. But also, we want to stimulate additional corporate activity in general, because those two things in concert would continue to keep so many of our small businesses active throughout the year and would set a foundational amount of travel that would both sustain our industry but also create a competitive employment environment, which would drive up wages for those people working in our industry and in other industries, and therefore uplift the community. So all those things happening in concert are important. Obviously, though, I do think that it's safe to say that we want to continue to be around this 19 million visitor number and maybe even grow that a few million more. And we want to increase spending. You know, we want people to spend more shopping here. We want people to spend more on food and beverage and on entertainment. And those things really will also impact our community for the better, generating revenue for the city, state, and region, and creating better employment opportunities for those who create culture and also for those who work in this industry and in other industries.
And there are headwinds for you, right? I mean, when you talk about like retail outlets, a lot of that is kind of going away and moving towards internet shopping. A lot of these major chains that you see, Saks Fifth Avenue, others like that, you know, that are kind of a lure for folks, they're shutting down their retail establishments.
Yeah, retail is certainly shifting. I think that calls upon us and, you know, and local shop owners and others to really try to figure out the right way to push forward the products that are uniquely ours and that are compelling for the visitor. I mean, we saw great coverage in the last couple of weeks with a CBS morning show with Jane Pauley and the morning news program on Sunday morning. They did a really interesting spot on Haspel suits with Rubenstein Brothers. And, you know, that's a, you know, uniquely New Orleans fashion design and delivery and a historic business here in our region. And of course, that stimulated a lot of activity and opportunity for them. And I assume that we'll continue continuing to find those unique local products that you're not really going to be able to access anywhere else, or that at least you can't access maybe in your hands anywhere else. I still think those are compelling things that are going to be able to be attractive. But to your point, a lot more people are shopping online, and that is unlikely to change in the short term. So trends do change, and the offerings need to change in order to remain competitive with the changing tastes and desires of those who travel and those who visit.
While we're on the topic of headwinds, several weeks ago you and I had the opportunity to discuss international travel. There was a lot of concern as to those numbers diminishing. A lot of that had to do with implementation of tariffs, and you know, things were getting kind of blown out of proportion all across the world, quite frankly. What's the latest on that?
Well, I think certainly we're like most industries, I think, pleased to see a lot of the a lot of that settling down, a lot of that rhetoric kind of simmering off. But that being said, I do think the sentiment continues to be a challenge, right? For and certainly some things that are popping up in the news are not great either, right? There the things happening in Los Angeles and the news coverage and media coverage of that. So I mean, travel sentiment is a challenge. We have we've talked about this. In 2027, we will be able to host IPW, which is the largest gathering of international travel sellers or buyers and packagers that exists, thousands of them. They'll be in Chicago in the next couple of weeks. We'll be up there selling New Orleans for the 2025 year. There are certainly folks who would traditionally be coming in for that event who are not, out of concerns over either access to a visa to enter the country. That continues to be a challenge, or just various concerns that they have about passing through customs, being detained, and other things. And so some of that is real, and some of that is perception and media coverage. But regardless, it is impacting travel to the country. I expect that when we look at 2025 numbers, we're going to see an impact from international visitation being diminished. We were on a very positive trend as a country, also here in New Orleans as a city. I do think that those numbers have cooled fairly significantly, and we could see 10 to 15% reduction in international visitation for 2025. I'm hopeful that as the year progresses, that'll ease a little bit and we'll pick back up some steam. But that does seem to be a problem perception-wise. Even though the tariff issue has died down, it has not sat well with, you know, Canadian corporate customers and individuals that we've been in contact with, who we continue to get a lot of positivity about New Orleans as a place to visit, but a general negativity towards coming to the United States right now, just be out of almost a sense of loyalty to Canada and pushback against some of the rhetoric around U.S. and Canadian relationship right now. So we believe that will improve, and that this is a speed bump, but we are certainly seeing some reason for concern on that front. And Canada is our number one international travel partner, so we'll have to continue to monitor that. But our team's working to maintain our longtime connection to Canada and relationships that we've got with their travel industry there, so that we can hopefully pick up right where we left off as things cool off a little bit.
Another issue that since the last time you and I talked, FAA, a lot of issues relative to that, kind of a reengineering of one of the largest, or I think it's the largest, United hub out of Newark. I happen to fly through Newark to Croatia. Thankfully, it was without a hitch, no problems. I was very concerned about it. It seemed like in advance of the deadline date that the FAA had imposed on airlines to try and reduce the number of planes flying into Newark, bringing bigger planes with more passengers as opposed to smaller planes. Seemed to be the case that they did it in advance, because our domestic leg of it, I think our flight changed like six times. But we ended up working it out, and Newark really turned out to not be the problem that I anticipated.
Yeah, I think overall the airline industry and air travel in our country is very good, and they do a good job of moving a lot of people all over our nation day in and day out, but it's not without its hiccups. And so I think it's a positive step to see FAA being reconfigured and invested in. I think we know we need more professional pilots and more professional air traffic controllers, and frankly, upgrades in equipment as well. And so we see a lot of carriers investing in new planes and in new technology. Some of that has run into some challenges from logistics standpoint and with the and just kind of with the development of new engines and the delivery of those on time from Rolls-Royce and other manufacturers. And so we're seeing a little flux in that, but certainly air travel continues to grow and people continue to travel. And it's a critical piece of the overall economy and connects sectors of the economy as well.
And I know this is anecdotal, but I can tell you that it seems as though Americans are still traveling, because every flight that we were on packed to the gills, in fact, overbooked. And we had a group of 36 and everybody made their own flight arrangements. But other folks were saying that their flights were overbooked. So it seems as like the demand may still be there, right?
Yeah, there's certainly plenty of demand. There's indications that there could be a little less travel this summer. And part of that is relative to just some questions about the general economic conditions. Again, that's a perception thing. And I think people deal with that on their own, you know, and make their decisions according to just the way they typically feel about their financial situation. I do think that those who are flying are continuing to fly, and the road trips could be impacted. We don't, it's maybe a little too early to see what that's really going to look like. But ultimately, you know, the actual facts tend to support what you're saying, which is there continue to be record amounts of people traveling around, you know, high travel, you know, holidays and other things. So air travel industry seems to continue to be growing domestically, and people are certainly continuing to travel for leisure as well as for business. So that's a positive. I think the numbers on the international travel side are a little more questionable, and we have some great opportunities in the next couple of years to capitalize on international visitation. I think we have some work to do from a policy standpoint to make us easier to access for visitors, and upgrades in technology that would reduce wait times for visas. But I think reason for optimism there, and excited about working with the administration to address some of those.
Absolutely. When we come back, folks, after the break, we'll talk about all of the things that you can do in the city during this summer, and there are a lot of offerings. We'll be right back with Walt Leger, New Orleans & Company President and CEO. Stay with us. This is Newell.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
On WWL. Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Walt Leger, New Orleans & Company president and CEO. Walt, summer is here for sure, and there's a lot that the city has to offer.
Yeah, so much going on. I mean, you start this time of year, you start to hear people kind of talking about how hot it is and, you know, how there seem to be fewer people around and things like that. I've also heard from a lot of people lately, especially locals, talking about how they love it in the summer here because there's so much to do and it is a little bit slower and work can be a little slower. Kids can be off of school. It gives them a chance to see some of the things happening in the community that they sometimes maybe get distracted during busier times of year. So I do think it's actually a really exciting time and we lean into it with a number of different things. You know, museums are an amazing option. I mean, they're air conditioned, one, but also we celebrate them. You know, we celebrate them during August with Museum Month. And so I don't want to get too far ahead with that, but that is coming our way. But in June and July, it's a great time to go check these out as well. With Museum Month, you can, you know, enter each of these museums with simply having a membership at one of the partner organizations. But this is a great time to check them out. There are so many throughout the city that that deserve time and attention. I'm excited to get people there. This summer, we're obviously always excited to be welcoming back the Essence Fest, which will be here in the next couple of weeks. This year in July also, we've got UFC championship bout for the first time. We'll be hosting an event with Dustin Poirier and Max Holloway, as well as some of the under ticket fights. So that's going to be really exciting. It seems to have either been sold out or as close to sell out at this point. A lot of excitement bringing that into the community, and certainly Poirier is a champion and I believe kind of this is the last big fight of his career from the Lafayette area, and we're excited that he'll be doing that here as well. Tales of the Cocktail, that's become an incredibly successful, world-renowned event at this point, and very heavy on the cocktail and beverage industry. But it has been really amazing for me. I could be sitting in a bar, you know, waiting, for a meeting or in a restaurant somewhere across the country, working and promoting our city. And I'll start up a conversation with a bartender or somebody when they find out I'm from New Orleans, they immediately go to Tales of the Cocktail. And this is it's become a go-to event for the industry. There are awards associated with the top bartenders in the world that are highly prestigious. And so this event in July has become a must-do for people in that industry. That's exciting to see it continue to be so popular around the world.
That has been an amazing journey, Tales of the Cocktail. I mean, it has just grown exponentially. And, I mean, it started as this kind of little gathering, right?
Yeah, I mean, it is really cool to see what's happened. I think sometimes things are all about timing. And I think as the cocktail sort of trend was growing throughout the United States and the world, to have this emerging at that time, a place for people to gather, to talk about the industry, to exchange new ideas, to talk about new products, for the industry to bring new offerings to that community and be able to show them a variety of options that they might have, to have tastings and networking and then awards programming. It's really become a holistic event. It filled the need in that industry, obviously, and has grown from there. And of course, New Orleans is the perfect place to do that. A great history of celebration and a joyful place to be in general, but also the first cocktail invented in North America here with the Sazerac, and, you know, sort of just the cocktail culture that does exist here, where people enjoy kind of taking it a little bit slower and enjoying what they're drinking and enjoying the people that they're with. It's kind of been a match made in heaven. So it's exciting to see that continue to grow, and it's particularly exciting to see it continue to grow and expand in late July, at a time where having events in the city is a little bit not as hectic as it can generally be, and brings a lot of activity at a time when we need it. So that's great, and obviously excited to see that. We've also got some big conventions and meetings coming in and that have been here. We've got vascular surgeons just kind of wrapping up their event earlier this week. We've got events with education groups, and of course the Pokemon International Championships, as well as a GalaxyCon event coming up later in July, along with some religious organizations and other groups that will be in town. It's certainly a busy summer and a lot going on. Pickle Fest, which we've done the last couple years, will be once again coming up with the Drew Brees and the Brees Dream Foundation, as well as our partners at the Sports Foundation, the Convention Center. U.S. Gymnastics Championships for the first time.
Let me ask you something real quick, Walt. How's Pickle Fest doing? I mean, I think I read somewhere the fastest growing sport in the world right now. Is that true?
Pickle Fest has been great. It's been great. It's we had 22 different states represented at our event the first year that we did it. It grew a little bit more the next year, and we expect it to grow even more this year. It's been a really fun event. I think we've been able to put a New Orleans stamp on it. Our approach was, if we're going to do this in New Orleans, then we need it to be Super Bowl level. And so, you know, we want it to be a really nice event for those people who are traveling to participate. And so far it's proven to be successful. It's attracted visitation at a time when things are a little slower. Obviously, having Drew Brees affiliated with it means a lot. And I think some star power will be joining us at the event this year. Not sure how public that is yet, so I'll hold off on making a comment about that. But there will be some big celebrity stars who will be participating in some exhibition matches. And we think this is just going to keep growing for us here in New Orleans in August.
Yeah, because the last time I think Drew played John McEnroe, and McEnroe was right. was a hoot. He was like
a stand-up
McEnroe
was
comic.
Great. I remember seeing you out there. You were out there for that event. Yeah, he was awesome. It was a lot of fun, and that was the first year. And so last year was a little bit bigger and better. We learned some things. This year we'll have some folks on that same level as McEnroe that'll be a part of it, and I think that'll make it exciting. I think they did a nice job of making it New Orleans. You know, we put the Mardi Gras floats around center court and championship court to allow fans to watch from there. And it's just been a really, it's been a lot of fun, but really I've been impressed with the reach of that event. And it seems to keep growing from year to year. I think it will continue to. The Convention Center is a great host, and our partners have helped us to promote it in a way that I think trends towards positive growth. So, as you said, an emerging sport, people of all ages playing it, and I think we're going to stick with it and hopefully continue to grow it.
That's August 6th through 10th, and as you pointed out, they have good air condition at the convention center.
Absolutely. I mean, at the end of the day, I still have to tell my girls and my wife when we're leaving the house to grab a sweater because, you know, regardless of how hot it is outside, pretty much anywhere you go, the air conditioner is going to be cranking and they're going to be cold. So I really downplay this whole concept that New Orleans is a tough place to be in the summer. I get it. I understand. There are certainly moments where it feels overwhelmingly warm and humid, but we do have really good air conditioning here and it can even give you a little chill from time to time. So I encourage people to get out there and check some of these things out, have a good time, enjoy this magical city, no matter what time of year it is.
But before we get to the break, I interrupted you. You were getting ready to talk about the U.S. Gymnastics Championship.
Yeah, I was just kind of hammering home. We worked hard to bring this event to the city, and gymnastics, obviously, growing sport, growing in popularity. We had the SEC Championship last year, which was great. This year we have the U.S. Gymnastics Championship, so a real preview of the future of U.S. gymnastic talent as they continue to prepare for the Olympics that are just around the corner now in the next couple of years. So you want to see the top athletes in gymnastics in the country. That's going to be the place to be. So that's also going to be this early this August. So thrilled to have that again.
All right, we're going to be right back with Walt Leger, president and CEO of New Orleans and Company, with some more exciting things to do over the summer here in the city. We'll be right back, folks.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Walt Leger, New Orleans and Company president and CEO. And what I love about their organization is that they not only market opportunities, they help create opportunities for you to enjoy yourself. None more than culinary. Last year, I got to visit Walt 8 restaurants. This year, I noticed that it's the 21st birthday of culinary, which is hard to believe. It's been around that long. And they're going to include specialty cocktails. So my commitment to you is that I will visit at least a dozen this August.
I love it. I love it. I'm going to have to figure out a way to join you for a couple of those, I think, this year.
Let's do it. We ought to do that and auction it off or something, see if we can't get some
excitement. You're like a frequent flyer, too. That's really, that's what we like to hear, right? That people are getting out and trying to experience some of those options that maybe either slip their mind throughout the year or they just can't quite get to. And I think this year is going to be really fun. As you said, 21 years, we thought we had talked to a few of our partners that run cocktail programs or our cocktail bars, and they wanted to kind of get in on it, be a part of it. And so we thought with the 21st anniversary, and, you know, that signifying the legal to consume cocktails, that come up with a little cocktail menu. And so we do, we will have on the website some information about a few cocktail offerings where they'll have food and also some specialty cocktails to go along with the culinary menus that you find at restaurants throughout the community that time of year. So I think it's going to be a really good one again this year. Obviously, a lot of success last year for our restaurants, and looking forward to that.
And, of course, you touched briefly on it, Museum Month. I wanted to talk about that, too. That's in the month of August, and that's huge. And I never realized just how many museums we have here, and you and I have talked about that before.
Yeah, I highly recommend that people get to neworleans.com and click over to the Museum Month listings and look at the variety of museums that exist. There are so many that that I think escape people's attention. They know about New Orleans Museum of Art, of course, and the World War II Museum, but we've got the New Orleans Pharmacy Museum, Ogden Museum of Southern Art, truly special, Studio B, Sazerac House, Southern Food and Beverage Museum. You know, there are just so many, and of course, the French Quarter is home to a number of them, Historic New Orleans Collection, and so many others that sometimes just kind of escape people's minds or slip people's minds. And we're really hopeful that people will venture out and check those out. The Museum of Southern Jewish Experience has gotten rave reviews nationally, and it's a extremely high quality. New Orleans African American Museum and so many others. But yeah, to your point, there's a lot of opportunity here, and this is a great time of year to think about how you can get out to see those. Many of them have restaurants inside of them and or nearby, and so you can grab lunch and visit the museum, experience it, and pretend that you're a visitor to your city once or twice throughout the summer. I think it would be great for those institutions, but also a reminder of how special our community is and what's out there.
Walt, I have about a minute. I wanted to have you talk about real quick CBS Sunday Morning with Jane Pauley. They visited here. The presentation was absolutely incredible. What's the reaction been?
It's been unbelievable. I mean, my favorite reaction when something like that happens is how many other city leaders reach out to me to say, how did you make that happen? That's an indication of success in my book, because it means our competitors are concerned or upset or trying to figure out how they can get in on it. And
envious.
The truth is
they're envious.
Yeah, they're envious. And that's a good feeling, right? You know,
yeah,
I think it means
absolutely.
It went well, but it was a beautiful demonstration of the remarkable city that we live in and how unique and special it is. Really grateful for that opportunity. Thankful to Mary Beth Roeming and the PR team, Rhonda, and Kelly, of course, and their team. They just did a great job of trying to present as many opportunities as possible. Of course, the show often does, you know, they make the editorial selections, but I think they really showed a broad picture of what our city is and what it's really about, and highlighted so many great people doing unique things. The reaction's been awesome, and you just can't pay for things like that. You've got to really work to earn them and figure out how to take advantage of them. And our team did a great job of assisting the team from CBS in doing that. So yeah, it was really special.
Well, thank you so much for the efforts of you and your team. I've got to meet so many of them over the years and see them out working with clients all the time. I mean, you have a hardworking staff, and the numbers reveal that it's paying off, and we appreciate that. And thank you so much for joining us, as always. We appreciate that as well.
Thank you. We do have an awesome team, and we appreciate the opportunity to visit with you. We'll catch up soon.
Absolutely. We'll be right back. Check in with Scoot when we come back. Stay with us.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.